Hurricane Earl threatening the East Coast this weekend. So how is the government response to Earl different from that of Hurricane Katrina 5 years ago? Hurricane Earl is making his way, and everyone's watching him so closely, and it comes, as we said, on the heels of Hurricane Katrina, which blasted the Gulf Coast 5 years ago. So what did the government learn from Hurricane Katrina, and are we better prepared for a storm of that magnitude? Tom Shoup, the editor-in-chief of Government Executive, he joins us now live. Tom, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Well, you know what? We're pretty much in thinking this show's up for a Peabody today.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's just been impeccable. No. Everything. You know, just one of those days where everything just clicks.
Wow. And I got to admit, I haven't been listening.
Yeah. Well,
I'll
send you the tape, and you can just. So talk a little bit. Hurricane Katrina. As I was watching a lot of the recollections this weekend. It almost was, I was taking me back to that time and how surreal that period was, because it come just after that horrible tsunami halfway around the world, and then someplace in our own backyards in the center of the country, and almost felt like we couldn't do anything.
Yeah, I think that was sort of the real crux of it, is that people reacted with that sort of, that can't happen here. And that quickly translated into, our government should be able to stop this.
Yeah.
Like, our government should be able to manage this.
And it seems, it's always seemed to me that that was a little bit, people always been a little bit angry at government, but particularly around that event and then the Gulf oil spill and a bunch of other things, we just see that people get very upset with the government's inability to fix problems.
Yeah, I think there's no question about it that people, especially in these big things, they think this is what we want out of government. We want it to make these problems go away. And let's face it, in Katrina, the response, the initial response, was not that impressive.
Yeah. And so talk about a little bit about where you were at the time and particularly Government Executive, because I remember I was competing against you at the time. And, you guys were covering a lot of interesting stories, and they weren't all bad. There was a lot of really remarkable stuff that folks did.
Yeah, I think it's one of the things that people do forget about it. And I do sort of vividly remember the period of and what it was like during that time. And I think I shared that feeling that a lot of people had, that it was just frustrating to watch. It was frustrating to watch for someone who wants to see the good in what government does and wants to be among the media saying, hey, look, this is something that government did that really is, really amazing. And to see so many things go wrong was really difficult to watch. People do, I think, forget. They tend to focus on FEMA and issues with FEMA and issues with the initial response, and forget things like the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard's efforts were absolutely amazing from day one in terms of the rescues,
just remarkable
people that they were able to rescue. And the other one is the Weather Service. The Weather Service was absolutely spot on in his predictions of.
Unfortunately.
Right.
Please be wrong. I mean, of all the times that weather guys could be wrong,
you
could
have. They were very, very accurate.
A couple other things was, I remember the National Finance Center, which is the USDA arm of USDA that largely pays a whole bunch of feds. Talk about a mission-critical operation. And they're based in, at least they're headquartered, in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And they essentially moved their entire center out of New Orleans. And the center ended up being largely underwater at one point. So, they had contingency plans in place, and that's sometimes it's easy to forget how important those contingency plans are.
Yeah, it really is, and they were obviously prepared, and I think NASA had to move a lot of operations on. It showed how important it is to have those plans, and how important it is as a whole to have a plan to really manage massive disasters. And clearly, FEMA and other agencies came up short in that way, and state and local agencies did too, which is where the real problem was in coordinating those response efforts.
The other lesson that at least I pulled away from Katrina is how important good government is, and we've seen it, in fact, in Haiti, where you don't have the governmental infrastructure in place. Louisiana long had this corrupt government that, people always say, oh, it doesn't work. Well, it's not just it not working. That has real implications beyond just, people being angry at it.
Yeah, I think it's it very much so that it the importance of government being able to work together is just really, really critical. Mm. And I think in some ways we're better now than we were then. I think the federal government is probably more decisive now than it as a whole than it would have been in the Katrina response. I think that was a real weak point. There was a real sort of vacuum there where people were pointing at other people and saying, isn't this really your responsibility, or we have to wait for so-and-so? So I think there's probably less of that now than there was then.
Talk a little bit about, because I think sometimes, you know, we work for news organizations that we're not covering the hurricane per se, but if it's a big story for feds, it's a big story for us. How do you go about covering that, and how do you make decisions about how it's going to be covered?
Certainly in anything this big, we want to try to zero in on how the government is mobilizing its response. It's a tricky thing for us because most of the time, you know, what we do, the mainstream media doesn't pay a lot of attention to.
Right.
And then suddenly in something like this, everyone's coming in and giving their two cents about how things are structured and how they're organized and trying to, in essence, play catch up. I think one of the things we can do is come in and say, like, hey, here's a history of some of the things that we've done, and here are some of these issues are playing out. FEMA is a great example of that. I mean, FEMA has, you know, it just has this up and down history that, at times it's viewed as one of the best agencies in government,
yeah.
And at other times it sinks to the bottom. I'm sure you remember this. There was a time in the early to mid 90s when FEMA was just this incredible success story, to the point where I, as an editor, had to tell people, we cannot do any more stories about
right.
how great FEMA is.
Right. We're bored of it.
Which is, you know, I remember thinking during Katrina that was sort of comical
right.
in retrospect, but... but anyway, you can sort of bring some of that.
Well, during the Clinton years, a lot, you know, when there were a lot of these disasters and both between the president coming in and really giving an emotional experience, understanding, you know, the famous quote, I feel your pain. But he managed to highlight the challenges out there in a way that few presidents did and the effective work that FEMA was doing. It was, you know, it is this yin and yang kind of thing.
Yeah, it really is. And I was thinking about this, and so much with FEMA in particular depends on, and I think there may be a broader lesson here, it depends on finding an administrator who has demonstrated emergency management experience.
Yeah,
they seem to be more successful. And then
that seems like one of those V8 moments, like you knock your head and say, you know, of course,
right.
how that seems obvious that if you put somebody in charge who actually knows something about emergency planning, that makes a big difference.
Right.
It's so hard to learn.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, when Michael Brown was nominated to head FEMA, there was no one in Congress who made a peep about his relative experience to have the job. You know, people don't, they tend not to do it on the front end. Although I do think on the whole, we're again better at that kind of thing too than we used to be.
And I think it's, you know, always, in fact, the Partnership for Public Service tomorrow is coming out with their best agencies to work for list. And always what comes through in that list is how important leadership is. And the better agencies that have better leadership, not only the better places to work, but they tend to do a more effective job.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think people respond to that notion that the person in charge knows what they're doing and is being decisive. And you get a lot of slack, you get a lot of credit if you do that, even if the results aren't necessarily fantastic from day one. If you look at a guy like Thad Allen, who eventually did take over the Katrina response, and pretty much from that point, it was viewed as a lot more effective. And now he's down in the Gulf again doing the BP response, which didn't exactly turn around completely when he took over, but I think people just had a lot more confidence that it was proceeding methodically and good decisions were being made.
You didn't have what weekend plans on the beach, did you?
No, I was at the beach last weekend for once in my life. You know, I
timing
think I
is everything.
Right.
It's that Shoop timing. Just follow wherever he is, and then you know where you need to be.
Tom, or where you don't need to be.
Yeah. Tom Shoop is the editor-in-chief at Government Executive. Of course, you can find much more and GovExec's coverage of this and all the good stories that they have. You can find it online, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeck Insider, or just go to GovExec.com. You can find it right there. Tom, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.